Usually behind this low is when you see those highest winds. So it does look like we could see wind gusts anywhere from 45 to 55 miles per hour. And that will continue as we head through the afternoon and continuing into tonight before it starts to kind of lessen as we head into tomorrow. Looks like we'll be back down back to 10 to 15 miles per hour. So really with these high wind warnings, you just want to be careful when you are driving, especially high profile vehicles. Any sort of gust of winds could also take those down, so just kind of be wary of that.